is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This week, we conclude the series, Prophetic Secrets of Earthly Jerusalem, City of the Great Serpent. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is the inspirations with Touring That City, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Some morning you'll find me touring that city where the Son of God is the light. You'll find me there on the street so pretty, made of gold so pure and so bright. With Jesus the one who gave me the victory, who led me across the divide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where with him I will ever abide.
Many times I have wondered about the sights of that city, and all that my eyes shall behold. I will see all the wonders when I enter that city, there forever be safe in his fold.
Some morning you'll find me touring that city where the Son of God is the light. You'll find me there on the street so pretty, made of gold so pure and so bright. With Jesus the one who gave me the victory, who led me across the divide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where with him I will ever abide.
Here on earth we have troubles that to us seem so heavy, but in heaven no one will be sad. Mom and Dad will be singing, heaven's praises will be ringing for the dearest friend I ever had.
Some morning you'll find me touring that city where the Son of God is the light. You'll find me there on the street so pretty, made of gold so pure and so bright. With Jesus the one who gave me the victory, who led me across the divide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where with him I will never abide, ever abide.
People tell me that the old covenant is still in effect, which is baloney, nonsense. In fact, Hebrews 6 through 11 tell you very clearly that it's gone. It's vanished. It's been replaced by a better covenant, which is the covenant of Jesus Christ and the cross. Well, but they say to me, Tex, the temple is going to be rebuilt. The old covenant will come back into effect. You don't believe in the temple of God? Surely you believe in the temple of God. Of course I believe in the temple of God. And Christ is within me. Paul said, Christ within you is the hope of glory. And did you know, my friends, that you are the temple of God? God is inside your heart if you're a Christian, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John chapter 4. Now, the Antichrist will sit in a man-made temple. They'll build it again. I don't have any doubt about it. He'll go in there and declare he's God. But the real temple of God is made up of his people, his chosen people, Christian people, you and me. Listen to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Listen to this, folks. Boy, this is powerful. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Wow. He says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9, you're God's building. Wow. To whom coming, this is 1 Peter. Now, Peter said it too. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. There you go. Who's chosen? Who's God's chosen? Chosen of God? That's the Christian, the temple of God. Ye also, Peter said, as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. You're a spiritual house. All of the stones fit together just perfectly. Every stone fits one upon another. You know, I'm always amazed when I see a big rock house, big stone house. There's little stones and big stones and little ones and big ones and medium-sized ones, and they all fit together, and the wall is framed perfectly. Well, God's he's a great builder, isn't he? He's taken little stones, I'm one of the little ones, I suppose, and taking the big ones, maybe you're one of the big ones, and he's put us all together. We fit just perfect. And we're made into a temple. And the Spirit of God dwells in that temple. Stephen said in the book of Acts, God does not live in a temple built with hands. He doesn't live in a temple. He lives in human beings. God lives in, that's where the kingdom of God is. Oh, I just told you a secret there. The kingdom of God is in you. You are the kingdom of God because God dwells in you. Now listen to what Jesus said in Luke chapter 20, starting with verse 17. He had just told the Jews that the Lord of the vineyard is going to come and destroy those who kill his son. And they were so shocked, they said, God forbid that this would happen. Verse 17 says, and he beheld them and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. You people rejected me. He's prophesying in the future. You're going to reject me. You're going to crucify me. You reject me, but I'm going to become the head of the corner. Verse 18, whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. What's going to happen to the Jews? They're going to be ground to powder. The stone's going to fall on them. They're going to be smashed, my friends. That's the word of God. Now, what did the Jews say back to him? Did they say, oh, we're so sorry. We repent. We didn't mean to be this evil. We repent. Oh, no, no. Verse 19 says, and the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him. They wanted to kill him. He told them, I'm the stone which you have rejected. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, and on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. They got mad. They got angry. They sought to kill him. Verse 20 says, and they watched him, and they sent forth spies, which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, so that they might deliver him under the power and authority of the governor. They were listening for any little word. I mean, they're like today's NSA and CIA all combined. And they listen for any little word they can trap you with. Oh, did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? Maybe you didn't mean that at all. But they listen to that. Arrest him. Take him away. Put him in prison. Kill him. Jesus is going to grind them into powder. I guarantee it, folks. Now, it sounds ridiculous to me. People have written me and said, Israel, there's a conspiracy by Israel in the last days. They're only a small little nation. How can they rule the whole world? They do it by proxy, folks. They do it by proxy. If they control Europe and the United States, they control the whole world. In fact, if they control just the United States, who's the big dog in the world today? Well, the United States. whose military is in over 140 countries around this globe, the United States. And they're only a small people. I don't mean small by them being small in stature and size. I mean in numbers. Now, some people debate the numbers with me, but basically there are around 7 million Jews living in Israel today. And there are about 7 million living in the United States. And around the rest of the world, there are 3 or 4 million. Now, I want to ask you folks, if the evangelicals are right, why don't the Jews all go back to Israel? Isn't that what they tell you? In fact, they want you to pay them money. I remember Pat Boone, he was taking up collections and offerings so that people could charter aircraft and bring the Jews back from wherever they were to Israel. Let's bring them back from the Soviet Union. Let's bring them back from Ethiopia. Bring all the Jews back. And the Jews in Israel said, whoever is a Jew anywhere in the world, they're also a citizen of Israel. You've never visited here? It doesn't matter. If you can prove that you're a Jew, that you were born a Jew, you are a citizen of Israel. And you can immigrate. You can come back here. You can live right here with us. What a deal, huh? Unless you're a Christian. That's a rule. That's a law. Christians cannot come back and live in Jerusalem. Your name can be Goldstein or Silversmith or some other Jewish name. Your mom and dad could have been born Jews. Your mom and dad could be very faithful members of the synagogue. But if you become a Christian, you're not welcome. Now, you can be a Buddhist. You can be about anything, an atheist. But don't be a Christian. See, they hate Christians so much. They persecute Christians. And they will kill you and thinketh that they do God service. That was Jesus' words. They're only a small people. And yet, Daniel chapter 11, verse 23 says it will be a small people that will rule the world. And they will come in peaceably, and they'll obtain the kingdom by flatteries. Well, they kill a certain number of people. But you know, the United States gets what it wants mostly by diplomacy. Ambassadors throughout the world. And they promise the Ukraine gasoline, oil, and billions of dollars. Come over on our side. Join us against Russia. We've got money for you. Flattery. Money. Well, and they'll work deceitfully. The United States, on behalf of Israel, seeks to deceive the whole world. He shall work deceitfully, the Antichrist will, verse 23 of chapter 11 of Daniel says, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people. Only be a small people. And he'll convince the whole world that he's God's chosen people. We may be a small nation, but we're God's chosen. And if you give things to us, if you give us things, money, military arms, etc., why, God will bless you. See how they work through flattery? And you'll be a wonderful, righteous Gentile. That's what they do. Now, it doesn't matter what race they are. Now, I've written a book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. It proves the Jews of today are not Jews. They're not of Isaac. They're not of Jacob. They're certainly not of Abraham. They're of the Khazar peoples of the Caucasus in southern Russia. That today is Kazakhstan and Georgia and Ukraine. The Jews are not Jews. Through over centuries, they have shrouded the fact that they're not even Jews. They seek to return, but they never were there in the first place. DNA, the new science, proves that. Nevertheless, they put themselves in the category of Jews by declaring we're Jews. They're liars. They're not Jews. But if they say they are, God will accept that. The tongue is a mighty thing, my friends. Now, Revelation 2, verse 9, and Revelation 3, verse 9, are incredible passages of Scripture. Now, Revelation 2-9 says this. This is God speaking to one of the churches in the last days. He said, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. Oh, I like that, don't you? I know your works. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you're rich. Now, that's what I want to be. I don't care how much tribulation I have in this world. I don't care how much poverty I have in this world. I want to be rich in spirit. That's what Jesus says about this church. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Nobody wants to tell you about that chapter and verse. Nobody. I have read this to a number of Christian pastors, and they don't understand it. They say, well, I don't know what that means. Don't worry about that. Let's just go on. Really? I know the blasphemy of them. They're blasphemous. What does blasphemy mean? It means they attribute the works of God to somebody else, or they say that someone else is God. Well, I've told you about the Jewish religion. The serpent is the Jewish God. He's the Messiah, the serpent, Leviathan. You say, oh no, the Jews don't worship the serpent. Yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. Read the book, 2,000 Years of History, by Professor Israel Shahak of Hebrew University. He says, we Jews worship a different God than the Christians think we do. We don't worship the Old Testament. We worship the God of the Talmud and the Kabbalah. And who is that God? He has a name. And the Messiah that represents him is called Leviathan, the serpent. He's going to make us kings of the world. They say they're Jews, but they're not. But they are the synagogue of Satan. Now, I've told you this many times before. People say, it's the Muslims. They're the ones that are going to take over the world in the last days. They're the ones we've got to fear. It's the Muslims and their mosques. I don't know of any that call their mosques synagogues that say they're Jews. The Muslims seemingly hate the Jews. And they don't like the Christians very much either. And they're certainly not the synagogue of Satan. Now, am I saying that the Muslims are wonderful people or great people? No. They're mixed up, they're confused, they're following Satan. No doubt about it. But they're not the synagogue of Satan. The Bible doesn't even talk about the mosque of Satan. It doesn't even use the word mosque. You can't find it in any of the 66 books in the Bible. It does not mention the Muslims, Islam faith, or the mosque. But it mentions the synagogue of Satan. Now, they say they're God's chosen people. But he says they're of Satan. Which is it? What do you think, folks? Here it is. In the book of Revelation, God says they're the synagogue of Satan. But these pastors today say they're chosen of God. But the Bible says the Christians are the chosen of God. Read that in Peter. The Christians are the chosen of God. But evangelical pastors say, no, it's the Jews. They're the chosen of God. Okay, well, which will you believe? The Bible or your modern day pastor? I don't even have to tell you who I believe. Now, God had a bad thing to say to the church at Sardis, one of the Latter-day churches. When he wrote his letter to the seven churches, he had some bad things to say to him. He says, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. You're a dead church. The church at Sardis is a dead church. Boy. Behold, I will make them of the Satan. But he does say this, though. He says, I know that at least some of you are worthy. You have not defiled your garments. Then he writes to the church at Philadelphia, the angel of the church in Philadelphia. He says something good. I hope to goodness this is the last day's church. He says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set thee before, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. That's one of my favorite verses. I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. That's what he tells the church at Philadelphia. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. I see President Obama says, whether you call it Allah or God, it doesn't really matter. Really? You've denied the name of God, my friends, by calling him Allah. But listen to what he says to this church, the church at Philadelphia. They have a little strength left. They've kept God's word, and they have not denied his name. Behold, he says, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. The Jews are going to come and worship at our feet, and they're going to know that God loves us. Now, everybody says in the last days, everybody's going to seek out a Jew and go follow him. But God says, no, they won't. They're going to come and worship before thy feet and know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. How about that? The Jews are going to be defeated. The Jews are going to be destroyed, and what few are left, the remnant, will believe in Jesus Christ. And they're going to come worship at your feet and know that God loved you, that you were the chosen all along, and they were making a horrible, horrible mistake. And this is the greatest prophetic secret of all, that you are God's chosen person if you believe in Jesus Christ. If you have not denied his name, your name is written in heaven, my friends. And it was written there before the foundation of the world. And there's no old covenant. There's only Jesus Christ, the new covenant. There's no temple that's going to be rebuilt in a earthly city named Jerusalem. There's only God's temple, which is the people of God. And we will worship him. And we will be in that great city of Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem. What of this earth? The Jews say we will live here on earth forever. I heard Jack Van Impe saying that on TV the other day. You're going to live here on earth. Yeah, this is going to be heaven. What? The Bible says, Peter says, this earth is going to be destroyed. This earth is going to be burnt to a stubble. But you will be taken up. Let me tell you why, my friends. God is God of the living and not the dead. A lot of people don't understand that. They say, but all the Old Testament prophets, they all died. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They're alive. Don't you know that? And if you believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to be alive forevermore. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Now I want to tell you, in the few minutes we have left, about this number of the beast. The number of the beast. Now, I guess the best place to find it is in the book of Acts. When Stephen is challenged by the Jews, and they demand of him, who has told you to preach this Jesus? You can't be preaching this Jesus right here in Jerusalem. And Stephen began to preach them a sermon. They asked him the question, who has authorized you to do this? Same one the IRS asked me some years back. Who's told you to do these things? Well, this Bible, God told me. That's what Stephen told him. And he gave him the history. That man knew history well. Stephen was a young Christian. He was the first martyr of Jesus. And he told him history. He told him about we Hebrews came out of Egypt. But we didn't believe in God. We reverted back to what we were before. He said, ye worshiped the God of your star. The God of the star. The star God. Who's called Moloch and also Rimfan. Now I want you to go to your encyclopedias and look up Rimfan. It's a demon spirit. Look up Moloch. That's the devil. That's who you worshiped. That's who you used to worship. Moloch, Remphan, the star god. They worship the star. The ancient Babylonians worship the star god. In fact, the ancient Babylonians worship the triple goddess. She had a number, 666. Think about that, folks. 666, the star goddess. Now, that's the symbol on the Jewish flag. It's not the Star of David. That's what they call it. But David had no shield. He had no star. He said, my shield is the Lord. Read about the words of David in the Bible. The shield of David is the... Is it the star? No, it's God. The ancient pagan peoples of Babylon, Egypt, Greece, they had these symbols of the star. Many different stars, but particularly the six-pointed star. The six-pointed star, which is coded 666, has six lines, six triangles, and a hexagon in the middle. 666. It's interesting, isn't it? Doesn't that tell you something, friends? I can't believe how many Christians wear as a necklace, how many ladies wear a Jewish star. Don't they know? Well, no, they don't. They think that they're giving attention and love to the Jewish people. They think they're going to be blessed, and so they wear the star of Remphan and Moloch. Shame on them. Shame on them. Now, what about all this? What should you do about this knowledge? What about the secrets that I've told you about? How about the four who prophesied in the latter days, in the last days? How about Isaiah and Moses and Paul and Jesus? How about Peter, who said it's you Christians who are the chosen, who are the peculiar people, who are a nation of God? How about those things, folks? How about Paul, who in Galatians said, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What is that promise? Is it not, my friends, eternal life with Jesus Christ? Is that not the promise of God? And did not Abraham have that promise? Yes, he did, through faith. Through faith he had it. All the Old Testament prophets, they had faith. Do you have faith? I pray you'll learn more about these secrets, these prophetic secrets of Jerusalem. They'll bring you closer to Jesus by knowing them, and they'll bring you closer to your destiny.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.